Welcome to Morning Star with Mike Day, a daily program inspiring you to live your Christian faith.
Do you have stories that have been passed down in your family? Gatherings at holidays are typically times when we reminisce and share stories and quotes from years gone by. Through remembering and sharing, we're able to give our children and grandchildren a glimpse of those who've gone before them. We tell stories about grandparents and great uncles, stories from times when life was lived without iPhones and iPads. My wife's grandmother, or Granny as she was called, must have been an interesting lady. She lived a hard life in eastern Kentucky, but from the stories I've heard, she had a lot of spunk. After an encounter with someone over a disagreement, Granny is remembered as saying, "I said it, and I wish I had said more." Now, I'm sure Granny would be shocked to know that her phrase, "I said it, and I wish I had said more," is being passed down to the next generations. Today's scripture passage records the prophet Samuel's first opportunity to say what God has told him. Will he say it? Will he say it all? You see, in 1 Samuel chapter 3, God has spoken to young Samuel and told him of the judgment that is coming on the house of the priest Eli. You may recall, Eli has been Samuel's spiritual parent and mentor. Hear verses 15 through 18 of 1 Samuel chapter 3. So Samuel lay down until morning. Then he opened the doors of the house of the Lord. But Samuel was afraid to tell the vision to Eli. And then Eli called Samuel and said, "Samuel, my son." And Samuel said, "Here I am." Eli said, "What is the word that God spoke to you? Please do not hide it from me. May God do so to you and more also if you hide anything from me of all the words that he spoke to you." So Samuel told Eli everything and hid nothing from him. And Eli said, "It is the Lord. Let him do what seems good to him." Now Samuel moves hesitantly into his new role as a prophet. He does not come out with guns blazing. He cares for Eli. Yet Samuel heard the word of God. He speaks. He tells Eli everything. This model of prophetic leadership is needed today. I close out this morning's thoughts with three questions that challenge me from this third chapter of 1 Samuel. Have I created space in my life to hear the word of God? Do I have a deep love and concern for the person I address? Will I speak everything, every word I have learned from God? Dear God, I long to love you with all that I am and to be ever listening for your word to me. Help me to love another person enough to speak your truth. Amen.